Hello and welcome.
What up? Hey, what up?
What's
Dude, you're
going
on your
on?
phone. You're so obsessed with your phone.
I love phones. Oh, man.
Speaking about phones, this is another phone one.
Yeah. We
Not fun one. But it was fun.
Yeah, we called Tim to see what he thought about our first ever show.
Yeah, because for some reason we've never asked that question.
Yeah.
And we found out.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna give my opinion on what he said, but we'll just
let it go.
Let people hear it themselves.
Okay. So I've been in Europe for a little bit. How do you assume I'm doing?
Yeah, we are recording this before they head out to Europe. So you are hearing this from the past.
Yes.
But I would assume that things are going well and that you are very cold, but having a good time at the shows and maybe pretty tired.
Wow. Nailed it. That's exactly how I feel. Wow. It's like
exactly.
it's like you're here.
It's like I've done it before.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's cool. We're gonna any day here we're gonna do an episode where we call each other and get an actual update on how things are going.
And who knows, that might be posted before this one.
So
whole intro is gonna be all fucking weird.
See, that's the thing. You just never quite know.
Yeah, and that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. So this is kind of, you know, this is an episode about the past, about our first show and things. So I thought, you know, maybe this would be fun. So Garrett, what is your favorite song off our first EP ever that would have came out right after that show?
Town's Been Talking.
Okay.
It holds up. It was the first time I think in my entire life where I felt like oh shit, this feels bigger than what I thought I could do,
mm-hmm.
or that the group of people I'm around can do.
Yeah.
And it was like, I remember just at the very, right before we ended up recording, like we had Daisy and we were going to record it
a Christmas song. Yeah.
And then we wrote Town's Been Talking and it was like,
we got to record this instead.
Better. And yeah, it was like, it was one of those weird things where it felt like, even in it was like, this is supposed to happen like that.
Yeah.
And like, I don't really think like that very often, but it, that's definitely what it felt like.
Yeah. It was insane.
What about you?
Yeah, I would say the Town's Been Talking, but just because you picked that one, now I have to pick something different. Maybe I'll go with, Shake It. That was a cool one.
Yeah.
And no, count them 1, 2, 3. Mm. That one I think was, maybe kind of the beginning of the sound that we would be, that people would enjoy our band for, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that the Town's Been Talking was a song that us as a band enjoyed and our, you know, our close, like friends really liked it, but I would say it didn't really ever like become a fan song that everybody likes, uber loved, you know?
Yeah.
And count them 1, 2, 3, we kind of hit on something there that then led to songs like the Way We Talk and if I Only Had the Heart and songs off Can't Stop, you know, I mean, you can hear where Girls What They Want or something came from that thought.
It's so funny thinking back on writing that song. We were at your house, and I remember being like, this sounds like Copeland. Mm-hmm. But like, in like a cool, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It that was such a cool thing because it just kept like, it felt like we kept getting better and more like our own thing. But thinking back on what, I mean, if anyone heard that, they wouldn't think Copeland for 1 second, but just in where your mind goes, it's really interesting. And like, I haven't thought about that until literally you just said,
yeah,
just talked about that song. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's, I mean, we haven't played Townsman Talking in, I don't know how long, but I mean, Count 'Em was in a set recently.
Yeah.
So it's like, that one definitely had staying power.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Pretty insane. What was your favorite tour of the first couple tours? So, you know, I guess the options to pick from are like, Family Force 5.
Not that one.
We did.
That was, I think that was the first tour I remember not liking.
Yeah.
And one of the only ones I remember still not. Like, I remember being bummed on that whole tour.
Yeah. It was just like the audience didn't really get what we were doing. And
yeah. I mean, it was just a totally different thing. And
yeah.
Yeah, I kind of really disliked that tour.
Or the, you know, we did a tour with Secret Handshake and Danger Radio.
I mean, that one was cool. That one felt really cool because, like, it felt like shit was happening for us.
Yeah.
And I know that's, like, shitty to say, but it was, like, shit. We were, like, bringing everyone. And, and I remember at one point he was headlining. He asked us to play last. And we're, like, no.
No.
But, like, it was, like, if, I don't know. I felt really cool. And, like, that was the first time we were... the first van, right first,
yeah,
kind of, and so it was like all this new experience, and like we're going to the East Coast and it's fucking cold, and like driving on ice and being scared, and then like, but like us listening to mute, like I remember listening to MGMT Electric Feel, and all of us being like, that was so cool.
That was also, we were getting the mixes back from Can't Stop Won't Stop.
Yeah,
so I remember like hearing the album back for the first time in the van on those tours.
We got it and listened like three times in a row, and then I don't think I've listened to it all the way through since. Yeah. but yeah, like it was like every new experience, and it was so cool because it was like you and me were supposed to be in high school still, and like I'm on. You know, we're in fucking Massachusetts, and it's, you know, like, so it's like all these new experiences, and like felt like growing up and I don't know, living in a van, and it's just, that one probably sticks out as things, but I do remember being just cold.
Yeah.
Do you remember the show on that tour where, we don't play, remember that like kind of like, it wasn't an amusement park, but it was like bowling alley / thing, and you play in the basement. It was like kind of like a dungeon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And Metro Station played that show.
Yeah,
and I remember that being like a big deal.
Yeah,
where was that? Because we ended up playing there like a few.
Yeah,
times.
It was like somewhere outside of Boston.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
But I remember those shows. But like,
at
we
least
played.
I think so. At least
I think we played with some heavy band the first time we played there.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh shit, like this is so, and it like that one didn't go over well. But yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. So many like weird venues, you know, where you're just like showing up and playing in like the basement of some place, or
the waffle joint. What was that one? Pimpin' Waffles or something?
Funkin' Waffles. Yeah, it was literally just like a waffle restaurant that had a stage.
Yeah, and like I just remember so many stairs. And like
bringing, it was a good
like,
show though.
Yeah, that's like bringing down like gear and like being like 17 and like just so many stairs, or like the Troc in Philly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then like up, like I have a photo that I just found of taking up those stairs because I remember thinking like, oh shit, this is really far. And then like to get on stage, you had to like walk
bring
through
the gear
crowd.
Through the crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But like, I found a bunch of photos of all that stuff, so it was pretty cool.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. Awesome. Cool. Awesome. Well, yeah, here's this is a oddball episode, but here's us talking to Tim about the first show we played, and before we get into that, it'll be a message from a sponsor.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
What are you trying to do?
What's going on?
Say what up.
You're recording me?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it feel?
Nice. Terrible, actually. This is worse than an in-person podcast.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, it's more comfortable.
Yeah. So we were curious because we realized that we had never really asked you what was going through your mind being in the crowd at our first ever show. Were you thinking like, oh, fuck, this sucks?
At the real bar?
Yeah.
No, I was sitting at the bar with Tim Towner watching from there. And I think he had me really, really hyped on you guys.
Yeah.
Where it's like when you're sitting next to somebody else that's really, really excited.
Yeah.
You just get super excited. So I think he kind of sold me on the show more so than me even just watching it with my own ears.
Yeah.
But I definitely had anxiety when you guys were getting all the gear on stage. I remember that. And I kind of calmed down once he started watching it with me.
I mean, we took so fucking long.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the most awkward thing I've ever seen. It was just like, you guys were moving into a new house rather than playing a concert.
Yeah, well, we had two TVs,
piano. We didn't even have that much stuff.
Yes, we did.
No, you had heavy things. I mean, that TV weighed probably 60 pounds.
Yeah.
Two TVs
with lights.
And
then you were trying to plug it in, you were trying to do all this stuff.
Yeah. And a piano.
No one was really in charge of anything. It was just like throwing a bunch of shit on stage.
Yeah, it was horrible. And then my bass amp didn't work, so we had asked Alex from Brighton to if I could use his cabs or his head, and we ran it. It was crazy.
I'm sure we were so late.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think what we should do is have you guys redo that show again with the same, you know, get the same props.
See how long it takes?
But with your actual crew or, yeah, just yourself, and just to visualize it for people.
It would be really easy now.
I mean, I think there's one video somewhere.
Yeah. Richard has it or something? We had it on a DVD of the one song. It was the Town's been talking from that show.
Yeah.
And it was like good quality, but I can't find it. I've been looking for it for years.
I have it. The DVD?
Of the first show?
I have like all those DVDs that I took from Matt's house. I haven't gone through them all, but I have a lot of them.
Oh.
Wait, so
you should try to find that.
There's probably like the set show then. So the second one, which we've talked about before, was actually a
good
show.
Everything's labeled as like the main live, and there's like seven of them, and about half of them won't play on my computer. But I think if we got a DVD player, they could, and we can convert it over.
I'll go get a DVD player.
Oh, man.
Wait, Tim.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about old footage, I have all of the old footage.
From the camcorder stuff?
I do have that, so we need to find a converter. But I have like six tapes of that, but then I have a 5 terabyte hard drive full of all sorts of amazing things that we need to post somewhere.
There's a company that you can just mail everything to, and they'll convert it all to digital files for you.
We should do that.
Yeah.
I'll get tapes at least. Yeah, I'll give it to Pat.
Cool. Sweet.
Is that your question for me?
Yeah. We just want to know what you thought of the first show. Do you remember the first time that you thought that we were good live?
I'm trying to remember the first time. I mean, probably the Gramercy show on the most recent.
No, you actually thought we weren't that good that night. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm joking. The first time I thought you were good, I think it was that show at the show where Kennedy's dad came out when you guys first revealed that his name was no longer JF.
Oh,
it was that. What was that at? What venue?
Open for Lydia. Yeah, it was just like a random venue that was only open for a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like seeming like Lydia was like such a big like local band at the time. And then seeing your guys' show, like, obviously sounded great, but then seeing how the crowd was reacting, and it felt like more of your crowd than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, oh wow, like something's actually happening here.
Yeah.
Where I think the first show was like, I mean, there was what, probably 75 people at the Real Bar, 100 people maybe.
I thought it was packed out.
It was packed out.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah,
it was so
I mean,
embarrassing.
People packed out there is huge.
Yeah.
True. I guess.
I mean, the venue is no bigger than like two of my living rooms.
Yeah, I can't remember what the venue was
I
like.
Do.
I mean,
so
I can
the bar was
picture
straight,
it, but I'm
left.
I'm just,
if you walk in, the bar is there. There's to the right of the bar. There's a whole area you can stand,
yeah.
And then you walk to the left through a little open door.
Yeah.
Stages to the left,
yeah.
To the right
yeah.
Was the venue, and it's probably maybe only 30 feet long.
It was pretty
short. And then by like 20 feet wide.
Wow.
Yeah. In my head, there was 10,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean, it felt like it. So
yeah.
I think that show was different just because whatever labels coming out, and
which we had never dealt with. Had you? Because at that point, had Ann Arbor had anyone from a label come out?
I don't think so.
So was
I
that...
think there was like emails and people were interested, but I don't think it was like actual
yeah.
labels, you know, coming to see a band. But I think even back to that show, I think it was more so this Providence was probably the more, because they played the night before and night of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They played both.
Yeah.
I think I was more nervous about that than I was like you guys in the label.
What, you were nervous about them trying, about what?
I mean, I was tour managing them for, I guess, two tours at that point, where it was like, being on the road where I felt like I knew more about the road than you guys did.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing how long like it took for the changeover and seeing what they would think about you. It was kind of like I was like seeking their approval more so than I was even my own like opinion on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, and it was also just, yeah, I think it was just a young band that didn't know like how things worked at the time compared to being on the road, bands that were, you know, have toured and have done show after show.
You know what's so funny?
Shut up and doing things.
So funny about it is because, I mean, Pat and I were in bands and had toured, and it was like when this started, we fucking forgot how to do everything. Like,
no, we were just ambitious.
Yeah.
We were just overly ambitious. The tours you guys were doing before were also kind of the same as this, where it was like this DIY kind of thing, not like a tour book and tour managers and crew guys.
Oh, I know, but I guess I'm just saying we had played shows and like decently big shows and had gotten our shit on and off all of the time.
Yeah.
And this was just like, oh, fuck. Like, I don't know. But we were trying to do a lot more, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted it to feel like here is this new band. We wanted it to feel like a big thing, and there was like a competition between bands like in Arizona to like you know who was gonna put on the better show, who's gonna bring a little extra light or something that made it feel cooler. And you know,
did you guys see Panic at the Disco when they opened for Augustana? And
no,
I was not at that show.
Acceptance?
No,
it kind of reminded me of that too, though, where like they were trying to do a lot then when they were the opening band on a tour.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like clearly they haven't figured it out yet and they were still doing the DIY thing.
Yeah.
But like you could see the potential in it.
Yeah.
And I think that's how I looked at it after the fact. And I guess still look at it today. It's like the possibilities of what it could become, even if you didn't get it right in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at us.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So what, you guys can just record people now and it just goes straight in?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just called Nick and Halvo. That was fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It was good.
Wow.
Look at us. We're getting better at this too.
Call me when you're done because I got a couple things I need to go over.
All right, cool.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.